This Thursday saw the premiere of the long-awaited film Legice, the first Czech production to tell the story of one of the darkest periods in Czech history, the destruction of the village of Legice by the Nazis in 1942. All of the men, as well as boys aged 15 and up, were killed, and all women and most of the children were sent to concentration camps. The brutal act was part of extensive Nazi retribution for the assassination of acting Reichsprotector Reinhard Heydrich. The film does not try to give a broader historic account of the events, but instead focuses on the lives of a number of characters from the village. One is František Šíma, one of the film's main protagonists, who spends most of the war in prison for the unfortunate murder of his son, bizarrely becoming the only man from the village to survive. Zdeněk Malér wrote the screenplay based on a true story, presenting new facts in his book Muž, který přežil Legice, The Man Who Survived Legice. Consequently, Mahler's screenplay and the film itself divide the story arcs between Šíma in prison and people in the village on the outside, fearful under the occupation but unaware of the enormous events that will soon overtake them. Adam Dvořák, Legice's editor and producer, says he wanted the project to memorialize what had happened, but also to live and breathe as a film.
I feel that must be somehow memorial of the Legice, but not exact memorial. Important was made a film about the people which is somehow lived, not just some historical monument. And I think that was done. Film Legice is, I think, 95% of the true story, and just 5% is fictionalized, yes. Here was a guy from Legice also. He know it very well, and he says that was a true and somehow can happen like this. So that's great.
Were you familiar with the story before? Because I, for one, was not. And the idea that there was a person who was in a prison at the time who didn't know what had happened, or who was the only person, really the only male, to survive the tragedy is incredible.
Before I read the script, Legice, I didn't know how it was. So after I read it, because when I read it, I don't like reading scripts. But after 10 pages, I must read this in one piece. So I finished in 5 hours and found that what I know from history about Legice was completely different, or not completely, but almost different from this what I read. So I'm glad that we can show for others.
Šíma is played by the respected Czech actor Karel Roden, who some viewers will know from U.S. productions like Hellboy or 15 Minutes. Although the quiet, world-weary character as played by Roden is reminiscent of some of his earlier roles, his acting is spot-on. A man haunted by his demons who must face the irony of, as a murderer, having survived. A key point in the film is after the atrocity has taken place, months after Legice is razed to the ground. Released from prison at last, Roden's Šíma treads back to the village, but is unable to find it. Increasingly frantic on the snowy ground, he runs until he falls to his knees and begins to dig, looking for any remnants of the foundations. It's a powerful moment, and Adam Dvořák told me more about how the sequence was shot.
That scene was shot, I think, after 2 months when we finished the whole big shooting. So it was very cold and very windy. And what I remember, that Petr Nikolaj flying in the helicopter, and because it was windy, the helicopter was just jumping like 2-3 meters left to right, and he was very scared that falling down. But I think it does not happen. And on the end, it looks great. And nobody found it, that the helicopter was moving in 2 meters up and down. Karel Roden, because he was dressed very, very, very light, so he must be very cold.
Karel Roden, of course, is one of the most respected Czech actors. Do you think that this role, that he went somewhere that he hadn't gone before as an actor?
I'm not the right person for telling this, but I like them very much, and he was great, like a Šíma.
Not all, though, think the film as a whole lives up to expectations. Generally speaking, reviews of the film in the Czech media have been mixed, although ranging across the board. In percentages, the film received a positive 80% rating from the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, but just a lowly 40% from Aktualnye.cz. The reasons for the lower rating are probably numerous, but chief among them, at least some critics charge, is that the film was made in an old-fashioned style suitable for 30 or 40 years ago. Vojtěch Rinda is a well-known film critic for the weekly magazine Týden. He found more issues with the film than one.
The main problem of Legica is that it's trying to say way too many things in the same time. It's a love story, it's a historical movie, it's a war film, it's tragedy, and you can't possibly fit all these things into 2 hours of a movie.
How does the story of František Šíma strike you? This is kind of the hook of the movie, the fact that there was this man who was in prison at the time and he was the only male to survive Legica. Do you think that this story is something that is relevant or will be surprising for Czech audiences?
Well, I'm surprised that it is surprising. The film Legica isn't the first work of art, so to speak, that focuses on this story. It also featured in Hrabal's book, I Served the King of England. And it was just a very short part of this book, but yet it was captured in a way that emphasized the absurdity of this story way better than the whole Legica movie. So I think it's one of the highlights of the movie, and while it doesn't capture the irony, historical irony and the absurdity of the story, it pushes the story further to the point when František Šíma, basically the after-war regime, tries to hide him from the spotlight because he casts a shadow on the heroic story of Legica. So this was what I liked about the movie, and it's something that wasn't featured in Hrabal's book. But still, I think there should be a movie that focuses separately on this part of the story.
As Vojtěch Rinda notes, there are other storylines threaded through Legica that run parallel before connecting in tragedy. Young, ill-fated lovers, a corrupt police official who cooperates with the SS, František Šíma's remaining son, Karel, destined to die in front of a wall of propped-up mattresses, together with fellow villagers. Certainly there are moments that are compelling and powerfully shot, burning chairs and windows as Legica goes up in flames, the horrifying execution of the young couple who foolishly played at spies, children being torn from their mother's arms. But Vojtěch Rinda is one of several critics who nevertheless thinks Legica is a missed opportunity.
This movie is made for schools, basically. I can't imagine other or more suited audience than schools, than 15-year-old kids who will be glad that they won't have to listen to the lecture and they will watch the movie instead. The way the movie is made is in the style of historical books. It's very explicative. Everything can be clearly understood. So I think that school audience is basically the only audience for this movie.
How do you explain the difference in the different ratings? Do you think that do you find it hard to believe that you watch the same movie, say, as some of your colleagues?
I think that the older the critic is, the higher opinion he or she has on the movie. The movie looks as if it was shot in the 50s or 60s. It has a very schematic point of view on these historical events, and I think that people who value this movie more are the ones who grew up on these movies, and they find something familiar in Legica. For me, it's way too traditional, and maybe I sound way too harsh. It's just that this movie is an illustration, and that isn't necessarily bad. It's something that students 20 years from now will watch, and it will give them an idea of how things were back then during the World War II, and it's not necessarily a good thing, but it's not a movie that could compete with contemporary film production on film festivals or even in cinemas.
The filmmakers will clearly be hoping the opposite. The film's producer, Adam Dvořák, says they've lined up several possibilities.
We made with Legica applications for Karlovy Vary and for San Sebastian, Tokyo, London Film Festival, so we will see.
For those interested in seeing the epic new picture, there are copies of Ligitsa subtitled in English. As well, the filmmakers hope they will succeed in distributing the film internationally.
This week's Arts was brought to you by Jan Wellinger.